know you're a team guy, and I know you know this is part of the drill, but I mean, how does it make you feel when they really draft heavy at your position?
It don't bother me. I'm comfortable for where I am. You know what I mean? I'm comfortable for my skills. So I know I'm gonna be playing. I'm gonna be playing here, I'm gonna be playing somewhere, but you know, I like it here. It don't bother me at all. Main thing is I want to see young guys succeed, because that's what I didn't have when I went to Washington. I was the first round to come and had to lead the group. But they got a veteran like me who's been playing to help them out. So I'm gonna get somebody I didn't have that's a veteran. Help me to go the right way and keep on going. So, shoot, I'll just be my 11th year. What's the life span? 3 years? Shoot, I overcame all that. So I know I can keep on playing some more years. So hopefully, my lead this game, be walking with rolling with a cane or something like a little crawler. You know what I mean? So I know how I look, but I'm happy for him. Just, I know it's going to make us a better team to get back to the Super Bowl. We have depth in every position, no drop-off, and that's what I'm trying to achieve. We are together.
You are a guy who probably doesn't need too much motivation, but do these young guys pressing the older veteran, does that maybe motivate you a little bit more?
It motivates me to show them how I can practice like a pro and play like a pro and how a pro football player should be. If anything, that's what the younger guys do for me. It's an example for them how a game of football should be played.
Do you feel a responsibility to be a mentor to these guys? Because I know Gerard was saying, you know what, they're grown men now. Right. Time to grow up. Realize what you got.
I mean, you feel like a mentor if they want to learn. Like, you know, you can't force nobody to come to you and ask you a question. So I'm not going to go to beg nobody. So, you know, he tried to take my job. So why wouldn't, you know what I mean? So I'm going to go, if he asked me, I would help him openly. But, you know, I might give a little advice here and there. But if he don't want to listen, don't want to learn, you know. Hey, that's it. That's his way. I guess he know everything. So, but the guys we have here now, they want to learn from the first group, I call them number one, number two, number four. That's who on D-line. So that's who I call them, and they all want to learn and get better. So, and they all got that little fire and that dog in them that they ain't trying to settle for less. And they're excited to be here and on Bounders football team to help us win.
When you need somebody to carry your helmet off the field, is number one, four, and two, are those the guys you're going to be looking at first?
I say, yeah, rookies, of course. I say, rookies. They are, and they just grab the helmets. They know who they're talking to. We know exactly who we're talking to. Because, like, hey, in our group, they got them, one, two, and four. I know one thing about it, rookie night is going to be real good this year. We got plenty of money and a lot of good stuff going to happen.
What are the new coaches asking of you now that it was different than what was asked before?
Anything different? You know what? Nothing really. I guess if more of anything, I'm more of, I say, quote unquote, the leader of the group, because I'm the older guy. And I mean, if anything, it'll be that. But that's when I come in and say, you practice like a pro and be like a pro, because they're going to look at you to see what you do. They're going to see if I take notes in the meeting room. They're going to see if I come out here and work hard, or they're going to see if I do the right things, the little things, come out the big things. So if anything, I say that.
But how different is the scheme now that you've been for a week?
Oh, I love it. It reminds me of college in Miami. The defensive linemen, we really get to be able to use our athletic ability, be able to go and make plays and make things happen. And most of all, we get lined up wider this year. I don't get to be on top of a tackle, you know, smelling his mouthpiece or nothing, which is great. So we get to be out wide and just be able to go and have fun and make plays while we do our job. And that's what I'm really excited about. So I know I'm going to do well.
So what's that mouthpiece smell like?
But most of them put bubble yum in there, some Trident, you know, to try to mix up the flavor. But
that's not bad. At least not cute or something like that.
I mean, that's cool, but I'm not biting their mouthpiece. They on their own mouthpiece. But, you know, it's cool we get lined up wide and just go and not be on top of somebody like how we were last year. So that's the real positive thing right now.
Are they throwing everything at you this week?
No, not really. They give you stuff and to retain information. But this defense is not complicated, really. You know, the DN is really either in a seven or you're outside. Majority of the time, we outside. And that's really it. We ain't got to worry about really no dropping and cover, you know, dropping the zones a lot or long scooping and doing this and that. That's why I take you back to college. It's real fundamental and simple. And that's what's great about this defense. So you don't have to be no brainiac, no Einstein to learn this defense, you know. You can be Billy from Joe's Crab Shack, come down and know this defense by the next day.